Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Seneca, Consolation to Helvia, 20. I am as joyous and cheerful as in my best days. Indeed, these days are my best, because my mind is relieved from all pressure of business and is at leisure to attend to its own affairs, and at one time amuses itself with lighter studies, at another eagerly presses its inquiries into its own nature and that of the universe. Seneca writes to his mother Helvia from exile and assures her that not only he is doing fine, but in fact, in a sense, these are some of his best days. Why? Because despite being deprived of comforts and of the presence of friends and family, he can focus his mind on the pursuit of his studies of philosophy, both ethical and natural. Of course, we know that Seneca longed to get back to Rome, which eventually he did, at the request of Agrippina the Younger, the mother of Nero. But there is no contradiction in working toward improving our situation, while at the same time making the best of the current one. Indeed, this is a big part of the Stoic approach to life. Since we don't control externals, we need to focus where our agency is maximized, on our attitude toward whatever befalls us. That way, we don't waste any parts of our life, including those spent in exile, or in the middle of a pandemic. This concludes our study of Seneca's letter of consolation to Helvia. Next time, we will focus on Cicero's On Divination. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you. Thank you.